Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Incoming!
A mandatory stop on our election road trip is the white clabbered-covered Canterbury store in the equally clabbered center of Canterbury, New Hampshire. It's a co-op run by Toni Halla and her husband Joe Halla, owned by a group of residents. And residents also sell their knit gloves and hats and baskets in a corner of the store.
These girls, around the corner grow their own garlic, so they have the garlic pepper salt and the picnic blend and...
And what have we here?
We have axes.
To grind?
To grind. Hand carved.
Toni calls herself a reflexive Republican, unwavering in her convictions in the past.
I really was thinking about you this year. What does Toni think?
For the first time in my life, I'm not sure. I'm disappointed in all of it this time.
Would you have gone with Jeb Bush had he done better?
Yes, definitely.
A scrum of regulars gathers around the coffee pot to weigh in as Toni continues.
I like Kasich. How do you pronounce his name? Kasich.
I'm standing with Bernie. I like the single payer health care and the Citizens United.
Money out of politics.
Yeah.
My opinion may be different.
What's yours?
What's my opinion? I am all for Jeb Bush because he's been a former governor. That's what we need is leadership.
What do you think happened to Jeb Bush?
You know something? I do not have the answer to that. Yeah. It's become a total three-ring circus. Not just one, three-ring circus.
Three-ring circus.
All fit in one.
You have the conversations that we're having now. You don't get the conversations that we're having now. Bernie Sanders would not be able to get out there. I mean, how long has he been around?
So what are you saying? That because this gentleman was saying it was a three-ring circus, but are you saying yes? But we're having these conversations.
And it'll get whittled down.
Get back to Bernie. Bernie has got one thing against him, and that's his age. To be totally honest,
and you're an 83-year-old, so.
So I know what it is because you go downhill. Trump, his vocabulary is about the lowest that I've ever seen.
What do you think of that?
Well, I don't think much of it at all.
This is interesting. What happens when at this little country store, I've got three Bernies, couple undecideds, and you, sir, are leaning towards Jeb Bush?
Civility.
We don't fight with each other. We just go and vote.
People in Canterbury care more about Canterbury. I mean, we're a village of 2,350 nice people and one miserable old grouch.
That would be Toni. But the fact is, things can get heated here, like when some Republicans were dissing the Obama administration more than one Democrat could take.
Osama bin Laden sleeps with the fishes because of Barack Obama. George Bush couldn't catch him. He's a war criminal. His vice president is a war criminal and a war profiteer.
Okay, so this is the kind of conversation that you can have in a small...
Republicans all stink on ice. I would never vote for one again in my life. After when Barack Obama was elected and they said they would not go along with anything he did, even if it was good for the country, well, forget it.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting, only because when you see
the... Don't get me started, because I don't have any breaks.
When you see the split in the Republican Party, half of it is because they believe the Republican Party went along with the Democratic Party.
And
that's how they got where we are at.
But, you get to hear. You get to hear the takes here in the Canterbury store.
Yeah, absolutely.
They come to this store and buy things. Yeah, we could go get it somewhere else, but getting it here... is supporting our village. I love this village. This one little piece of sanity in this strange world.
That's Gary Hudson. We also heard from Fred Portnoy, Kevin Bragg, Sid Noyes, and others at the Canterbury Country Store who try to maintain civility in political discussions. They have to, unlike the candidates. They live together. By the way, the Canterbury Country Store has been struggling of late, more residents using the town as a bedroom community. So if you're in the area, stop by.